Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and broadcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host. Thank you for tuning in today. We do appreciate all of our listeners out there in the Medicare land. We are here and excited to bring out some new concepts, some new topics today. Every week we try to share new information to help you be an informed consumer, to be educated and have actionable advice to navigate the mess, the Medicare maze that it is. So if you're tuning in with us today, again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. I am your host, entrepreneur, and insurance agency owner. So I own the Medicare Help Desk. That is an insurance agency. We're independent, meaning we work with a number of insurance companies, over 30 different insurance carriers. So we're not, we don't have any loyalty or allegiance to any one particular company. Our loyalty is to the client, to you. And so we have been doing this for quite some time. We have thousands of clients all around the country. We're licensed in about 40 states across the U.S., so we can do business in a many number of markets. And our main goal is helping clients every day with choosing the right Medicare coverage, okay? And that could be a Medicare Advantage plan. It could be a Medicare supplement plan. Could be Part D, you know, prescription drugs. It could be any of the ancillary things like dental, vision, life insurance, cancer, critical illness, et cetera. So if you have a question, if you have a topic that you'd like me to cover on air, definitely give me a call or text me anytime. My number is 850-632-0033. And for those outside the local area, you can call me on my toll-free number as well. It's 1-800-414-2044. Again, it's Justin Colvin here, your host with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We are also involved in the Better Business Bureau. We've been a member there for some time, and we're also plugged into the local Chamber of Commerce. We actually just came from a group this morning, a chamber meeting, so we're really focused on just transparency and basically digging into our community. And we also belong to some other civic groups. Recently, we just launched a TV segment a few weeks ago. Really excited about that. I actually just had someone call in this morning. So it's every Wednesday, 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. news. This is on Fox 49, okay, here in Tallahassee. So that's the local Fox affiliate. And I have a one-minute segment where I go over best practices about Medicare, right? Just tips, you know, actionable advice. And so I hope you find that helpful. And of course, 30 minutes every week here on Real Talk, we really get a lot of time to unpack bigger topics, do a deep dive, and really provide a lot of value and a lot of information to help guide you through this Medicare maze, this process of navigating Medicare and all the plans. So with that being said, let's just jump right into it. Today's episode's 36, and the title is The Most Popular Medicare Supplement Plans Today. So again, the most popular Medicare supplement plans today. And I wanted to do this topic because there's a lot of Medicare supplement plans. And when I say Medicare supplement, let's define that. We're talking about Medigap, right? These are the lettered plans, such as Plan F, Plan G, Plan N, Plan K, Plan L. There's actually about 10 different Medicare supplement plans, 11 if you count the high deductible options. So there's 11 total Medicare supplement plans. But if you know the Pareto principle, which is basically the 80-20 rule, out of the 11 plans, there's really only two or three that people most commonly select. So we're not going to talk about all those different supplement plans because many of them are just not widely available, or they're not priced competitively, or they just don't make sense. They don't cover the things they're supposed to cover. So the main ones today, and these are the ones we're going to talk about in today's broadcast, are plans F as in Frank, G as in George, and N as in Nancy. All right. So the way I've structured today's show, I've got the first segment, I'm going to go over the F and the G, okay? And then when we get into the second segment, we're going to go over Plan N in a little bit more detail, right? And that's really been the more popular plan. That's where a lot of the growth has been occurring, is in this Plan N as a Nancy. And I've done an entire show on Plan N in my previous broadcast, so you can check that out. But we're going to talk about all three of these plans and more. So Plan F, let's just start off with that. F as in Frank. Now, I'm going to preface this with the fact that Plan F is not currently available to new Medicare beneficiaries. So, and I'll define that further. New meaning your Part A is an apple. So Medicare has two parts, right? Part A and Part B. That's original Medicare, created by Congress in the mid-60s, right? And then supplement plans are obviously what they are. They're supplements. Another term colloquially is known as Medigap, right? These letter plans. That's what we're talking about today. We're not discussing Medicare Advantage at all. This show is about Medicare supplements for today. And I've talked about Advantage plans, of course, in other shows, but today's topic is Medicare supplements. So it's very definitive, these lettered plans. So F has been a lot of people have F still, okay? It's not going away. Some people says, oh, I can't get Plan F, or if I change my Plan F, I can't get back to it. Wrong. Let me set the record straight on how this works. Plan F is full coverage. It pays all your bills, doesn't cover prescriptions, and no Medicare supplement plan does cover prescriptions, but it covers all the approved Medicare charges, right? So you have Part A and Part B of Medicare. That's original Medicare, Part A being the hospital, Part B being the medical. The Plan F is secondary to that, and whatever Medicare pays, the leftover balance, like the 20% that people commonly quote, you know, that you have to pay out of pocket, is picked up by this Plan F. In fact, Plan F picks up all the gaps, hence the term Medigap. It picks up all the out-of-pocket expenses of original Medicare. So if you have an F plan, as in Frank, we call it full coverage for short, it pays everything. Literally, there's no copays, no deductibles, no out-of-pocket expense, zilch, zero. Everything's covered, okay? You pay a monthly premium, and that's it. You have 100% health insurance. No max out-of-pocket, no deductible, nada, right? Everything's just fully covered. Quite amazing if you think about it. It's like 100% health coverage. Now, some people have been misled or misinformed by other agents or other brokers in the industry that don't have their facts straight, and they'll tell them, oh, if you change from Plan F, you can't get back into it. No. Here's how it works. So Plan F's been around for a long time. There was some legislation passed a few years back called MACRA, M-A-C-R-A, and you can Google that if you want. And MACRA kind of reformatted some of the Medicare rules. And so they decided that they didn't want to cover Medicare. They didn't want people having coverage, first-dollar coverage. They felt like with Plan F, you know, you have no cost-sharing, right? We just talked about that. It pays all the bills. And that because of that, people tend to overutilize the health plan. They're going to go run to the doctor, right, with a cold or a sniffle, because there's no copay, there's no deductible, there's nothing to share in the cost with the insurance company, right? It's just everything's paid, so just go as frequently as you want. And so there might be some truth to that. I would agree, right? But Medicare and Congress, when they came out with this legislation, they decided let's just eliminate coverage for the Part B deductible, okay? And then, and so that's what basically spurred on this removal of Plan F. But the way it works today is if you're new to Medicare as of January 2020, okay? And we're talking about new as in your Part A date, your hospital Part A date, which is on that red, white, and blue card. If you started your Medicare A date January 1st, 2020 or later, you're not eligible to get the Plan F, okay? That's the only people it's impacted. So anybody new to Medicare as of January 2020, if you've had Medicare prior to January 2020, as defined by your Part A date, then guess what? You can get Plan F and you can change away from Plan F and you can go back to Plan F. F is still in the cards for you. It's just impacting the newbies. But the reason they did this is they felt like because of their no cost sharing being, you know, part of Plan F, that people overutilize the health plan. They felt like this would be a good move to help reduce the overutilization of healthcare. Right. And some of that may be true, but whatever. That's what they decided. So hopefully that's clear. Again, if your Part A date with Medicare is January 1st, 2020 or beyond, you're not eligible for Plan F. So those people aren't even looking at Plan F. It's not even an open plan that they could look at. Folks that are older may still have that and may change to a different Plan F to save money or go to Plan G or Plan N. But that's Plan F, and it's still very popular. A large percentage of seniors still have that plan. And it's very easy to communicate. Hey, would you like a plan that pays all your bills? Yes, please. And it is the most expensive, obviously, for good reason. It's the richest plan available. And so it just pays everything, right? And so all Plan Fs are obviously the same. It doesn't matter if it's a Cigna Plan F or an Aetna Plan F or a, you know, Florida Blue or United Healthcare ART Plan F. They're all going to perform identically. And why? Because they're required to. All the supplement plans are regulated by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare, and the federal government. So there's no difference in performance. Coverage is the same. Providers are the same. Now, I think we beat the Plan F supplement to a pulp. Let's move on to Plan G as in George, which is just like one step down in terms of coverage. But the cost a lot of times can be a lot more affordable. Plan G is available to anybody, right? Doesn't matter. There's no January 1st, 2020 Part A date, that kind of thing. It's just available to anybody that has Medicare A and B. You can select a Plan G. And really today, anybody that's new to Medicare now, obviously I don't really bring up Plan F unless they know about it and ask, just not to, I don't try to confuse people. It's just, it's not a variable we need to talk about a lot. If you're new to Medicare, say you're turning 65 here in December, right? Then you're not even looking at Plan F. We're only looking at Plan G and N. And so those are the two plans I really go over. So we're already coming up on a break. I talk a lot, as you can tell. So I'm going to talk about Plan G and N both in the second segment in more detail. Stick around. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin, your host here in episode 36. The most popular Medicare supplement plans today. So we were talking about in the first segment, Plan F, and we spent quite a bit of time in that plan type. We're going to move on here in segment two to Plan G as in George and N as in Nancy. So if you're tuning in with us today, again, it's Justin Colvin here, your host of the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. I own and operate the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. We're actually in a major rebrand and remodel of our website right now, hoping to have that launched by January of 2022, but it's going to be much more interactive, much more content. I'm going to have all my radio show podcasts. I've got TV segments I've produced with local Fox station here. All that's going to be on a media page. Lots of blog posts, other articles about Medicare. So it's going to be a massive educational resource center for those on Medicare. So I really want it to provide a lot of value. It's going to help us rank higher in Google. We're already number one on Google in the Tallahassee market for Medicare. If you type in anything Medicare-related, the Medicare Help Desk comes up top notch. We're the number one spot. We have 51 five-star reviews. We're also plugged into the Chamber, Better Business Bureau. And so we are really excited about the growth. They're just exploding right now. A lot of phone calls coming in every day still about Medicare. Just people needing help, reviewing their plans. Hey, I got referred to you. Hey, I heard you on the radio. Saw you on TV. I had a call this morning, literally off the 7 a.m. segment from Fox. Had a client call in, and she needs help with her Medicare plan. So I'm going to be calling her once I get out of the studio. But here in segment two, we're going to go over the supplement plans. Like I mentioned, the topic today was episode 36, the most popular Medicare supplement plans today. And again, if you have a question about the information I'm going over, call me or text me. My number, 850-632-0033. Again, 850-632-0033. Now, Plan G. We talked about Plan F in the first segment, ad nauseum, and how Plan F pays all your bills, right? Pays everything approved by Medicare, all the out-of-pocket expenses, like the 20%, the Part A deductible, the Part B deductible, foreign travel benefits, skilled nursing coinsurance, pints of blood, et cetera, all these little limitations, right? These out-of-pocket expenses that original Medicare has, Plan F fills all the gaps. That's why we call it F as in Frank or F as in full coverage. There's nothing ever out-of-pocket you're ever going to pay. It's not available to everybody like we talked about. Anybody that's new to Medicare as of January 1st of 2020 can no longer get Plan F, but they can get Plan G and they can get Plan N. And that's what we're going to go over now. Plan G is just one small step down from the Plan F. G as in George does everything Plan F does, pays all your bills 100% except for one item. And that item is very small. It's the Medicare Part B as in boy deductible, okay? So how much is that? Well, it varies every year because CMS, which is, again, the Centers for Medicare Services, which is kind of like a regulatory body, they oversee Medicare, but they update these amounts like the Part B premium and the Part A deductible and the Part B deductible and skilled nursing coinsurance amounts. All these amounts, they kind of adjust them annually, right, based on inflation and whatever metrics they use to calculate these numbers. But, you know, they came out with the new Part B deductible. Presently in 2021, it's $203 a year, which is a very small deductible, mind you. I have people that are on employer plans, right, with their company, and they have, you know, $1,000, $1,500, sometimes $2,000, $3,000, even $5,000 or more deductibles, right? So that's a lot more than $203. So it's still very small, but it's going up next year to $233. kind of a big jump, right? 15%. But I'm just the messenger. I don't determine this. The carriers don't determine this. It has nothing to do with the insurance companies, right? It's Medicare, CMS that sets these amounts. So with a Plan G, obviously it doesn't cover this one item. This is the thing it doesn't cover, the Part B deductible, which today is still very small. Even when you roll into 2022, you know, it's automatically updated with the insurance carriers per CMS, right? Because it's a Plan G supplement. And a Plan G supplement covers all the things Plan F does except for one item, and that's the Medicare Part B deductible, which is 203 going to 233, right, in 2022. So that just means that's your out-of-pocket, right? Simply put, once you pay the first $233 in, everything's covered, just like Plan F. So it's a very small difference, right? Not much at all. But the rates can be sometimes significantly lower. You know, in some markets, the rate difference between F and G, I just quoted a gentleman in Illinois yesterday, and the G premium was about $136. The N premium was about, the F plan for him was around $180, and the G plan was around $135, I believe, or $140. It was a healthy difference, about $40 to $45 less a month. So if you think about it, in theory, it almost doesn't make sense, right? Like, well, if I can save, let's say it's $40 a month less, Plan G versus Plan F. Okay, so $40 a month times 12 months in a year, I would save $480 a year in premium, right? Almost $500. So if I'm saving $480 in premium and the only difference in coverage is a $233 deductible, a lot of people look at that skeptically and say, something doesn't make sense. Why would I be able to get it? Don't worry about the mechanics of it. It just is. If it's cheaper, if the Plan G is less, okay, more than $233 less, you know, assuming we're in 2022, which we almost are, then it makes sense to do Plan G, right? Because every day you want to take that trade. You're getting, your only difference in coverage is that you have to pay the first $233 as a deductible, which you may not even meet. Some people don't. If you don't have a lot of transactions, a lot of claim activity, you may not even meet the $233 deductible, okay? But assume you do. Let's assume that you do have to pay that in. That's obviously all you ever pay with Plan G. But if you can save even $234, obviously it's still a better trade, right? Because you're only paying $233 once. And as long as you can generate enough savings, at least that much of savings or more, then it's more cost-effective to do Plan G, which is why we do a lot of Plan Gs in most markets, because it's typically anywhere from $300 to $500 less a year, sometimes even more. But, you know, let's assume it's just $400 less. I'd still take the Plan G. Why would you not? You're only going to pay $233 once as a deductible, right? And if you save $400 a year in premium, then it's a no-brainer. You cannot win. It's basic math. It's not a trick question or anything. It's just the way the pricing works out. Sometimes the carriers price things more attractively with the cost sharing because they know there's tends to be a little bit less utilization. It's true, right? A lot of it goes down to the behavioral science. Like if you have some kind of cost sharing, deductible, copay, et cetera, you get rewarded with a lower premium. Same concept with auto insurance, right? Or homeowners. How many folks just have a zero deductible plan? Like, do you know anybody that has homeowners insurance? There's no deductible, right? Everything's paid. Or auto insurance policy, zero deductible for comprehensive, zero deductible for collision. No, it's extremely rare. Because why? Well, you're going to pay a lot more premium. This goes into why Plan F can be so much more expensive than Plan G, because there's no cost sharing. There's no out-of-pocket. There's no skin in the game, right? It's just everything's paid. So, and that's why they kind of did the, you know, legislation with MACRA, like I talked about in the first segment, to phase out Plan F for new beneficiaries to Medicare, because they felt like it does put some undue pressure on the system. People do tend to overutilize healthcare if there's no skin in the game, if there's no cost structure on their behalf. And I would kind of agree with that. Anyway, so that's Plan G. And I have a lot of clients on Plan G. In most cases, it's going to be definitely more competitive than F. Like I mentioned, it could be $300, $400, $500 or more less per year than Plan F, right? So why not do G? And it also has the rate increases on Plan G are smaller over time than Plan F. So that's the G as in George. Now, let's go to Plan N. And this is where a lot of the growth is at, is Plan N. N, as in Nancy, is the same as the Plan G, except you now introduce an office visit copay and an emergency room copay. So N as in Nancy has a much lower rate than G, but also has a little more cost sharing. So same concept. F has no cost sharing, everything paid, highest rate. G, one step down, you have a little bit of cost sharing with the Part B deductible. The rates are lower. With the N, it's even much lower than the G in a lot of cases. And the difference is you still have that deductible, Part B deductible, $233 once a year, just like you have with G. It's on in. But now you introduce a office visit copay, very small, up to $20 for your primary and specialist doctors. It's up to, right? It can be less, but up to 20, 20 being the max, and up to $50 if you go to the emergency room. Now, if you don't go to the doctor a whole lot, you're not a frequent flyer, as we call it. Plan N is going to make a lot more sense for people as well. A little bit more cost sharing, but the rates are a lot lower. Sometimes it's $30, $40, $50 less a month to go with N versus G. So a lot of new consumers to Medicare now, we're going over G and N because that's the two plans available. A lot of times it comes down to, do you want a copay or do you not want a copay? With the copay mechanism, it does lower that rate quite considerably. And for a lot of people that go to the doctor, you know, 2 to 5 times a year, something like that, even if you go more, in many cases, the premiums are so much lower than N that you can go 20, 25 times a year and still be ahead, still would be in a more attractive position with the Plan N supplement, N as in Nancy. And the rates are a lot lower. The future rate increases are smaller over time than the F plan and the G plan. The other thing that's different with N, which is very rare, is Part B as in boy excess charges. That is not covered under N. It is covered under F and G, but it's a very rare situation. Very rare situation where if you see a doctor today, they may take what's called Medicare assignment. Most do. 98% of physicians in the country take Medicare assignment, meaning that they're willing to accept Medicare's fees as payment in full for that particular service. Now, do they all do that? No, some don't, but it's very rare. But the N plan doesn't cover the excess charge. So if that doctor charged more than the excess amount, then you'd be subject to that. But I don't spend a lot of time covering that because it's so rare. But that's the difference. Anyway, hope that makes sense to you. F, G, and N, those are the top supplement plans today. A lot of it's really concentrated in the G and N. If you have questions, give us a call. We're going to sign out here in a few moments. My number, 850-632-0033. Again, Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Have a good week.